It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the next edition of the Dog Days of Podcasting, Mike Wills Podcast. Today is August 3rd, 2018, and this is the third edition of the Dog Days of Podcasting. So today we are going to talk about a little bit more about radar. Radar is a fascinating thing. Once you start to dive in and kind of learn what you can actually see in something like this. So I'm not going to go into specific software, although kind of keep in mind my radar I use 99% of the time is RadarScope. So everything I talk about is kind of related to what they will present within there. two of the big radar products that you would use, may I should take a step back. A radar, and I don't know how it works to that degree, but radar produces several different products, or what they call products. And I don't even know how many, there's like 20 in RadarScope that you can choose from. One of the big ones is reflectivity, and another big one is velocity. So you are going to, normally when you go onto any site and look at the radar, you're looking at the reflectivity. Reflectivity kind of shows you where the rain is in the system and usually indicates when it is raining. Obviously, there's different factors involved in that, but you do need to remember that the radar goes off at an angle. The lowest angle is at a 0.05 degrees, which in RadarScope they call tilt 1. So if your radar is at a height of like 300 feet, your beam is going to shoot up. So my house, I think I measured at one time, is approximately 80 miles from my primary radar site. And so my radar, my lowest radar beam is looking into a storm 5,000 feet up, approximately. So that kind of gives you an idea that radar measures what's in the sky and not what's on the ground. But really, that's what you're looking for. So there's that potential of it being of raining above you, but the air is so dry, the rain just, you know, kind of dries up before it even hits the ground. Generally the darker the colors, the more red the colors get, the better chance it's actually raining on the ground. I did not, obviously since I'm driving, I can't look up like the facts and figures of exactly basically the degree of the bounce back, the decimal bounce back, and what that could translate to. But I will try and find something and link it to in the site. Maybe I'll even put that in my weather wiki right away and link to that. But basically, the better the bounce back, the more rain that is in there, the harder the rain is. So generally, that's when you see your reds and your dark reds that are, you know, deep downpours. Well, there's another level in there as well, and that is white, and that turns to like a light purple. As I understand it, that typically indicates that there is some amount of hail within the rain. That's one of those signatures that would bounce back, saying that there is hail within the storm. There are other products that can help you confirm that a little further, and I may try and go into those later, but that's a little more sketchy area for me at this time. And generally, I'm not looking to that level of depth of, you know, how big of hail it is, unless it's coming right at my house, then I'll. But RadarScope will kind of predict hail size. So you don't have to, necessarily look at all the details and try to figure out. They do dumb down some of that information for us normal people. So the other one I want to talk a little bit about is reflectivity, or velocity. And I'll probably be incorrect, but velocity typically has two different colors, a red and a green, and various shades of within. The red, I believe, is going away from the radar, and green is going towards. I could be 100% wrong, and you flip those around, I have 50-50 chance of being incorrect at this point. But that becomes important for a couple different reasons. One, on your straight line winds, you're going to see very vibrant red or very, one of the color hues, you're going to see very bright colors or dark colors indicating strong wind. And then on the reverse side, the other reason that you would use velocity is because when you start seeing those mix, like you see a complete red area and a complete green area, but then you have the tiny little circle area where there is a green in the red area and a red in the green area, that typically means that there is some sort of rotation happening there. And what does rotation mean in clouds? It means that there could be that possibility of being a tornado. Now, a lot of people have asked, well, why isn't this tornado warm? Because right here it said there's a tornado. There's a lot more factors associated to that that would make the National Weather Service, without a trained spotter on the ground, to mark that as a tornado warning. And I don't know how all those factor in together. I haven't dived again that deep. But overall, that is the biggest fact, one of the things that you can look at within like a radar scope or even National Weather Service site. If you start seeing those colors mix, more than likely there's some amount of at least rotation in that storm that could potentially lead to something down the road. Or it's just an interesting thing to look at. But as always, when you're talking thunderstorms or just storms, like big storms like that in general, you should always take precaution. Hey, I'm seeing this rotation. If you're looking at it, maybe I should take, at least be inside and be prepared just in case. I'm moving my hands like you can see me. So that is kind of what velocity is used for. One other thing with velocity, kind of think about, is within RadarScope, they'll kind of give you a measurement of wind speed, and how that works, I have no clue. But they will, they'll give you a wind speed, typically knots. So you can do your factor, one knot is approximately 1.1 knots is approximately 1 mile per hour. So you can use that as your, as an indicator of roughly how much the winds are. And then I've heard something to the effect of you subtract about 7 miles per hour or 7 knots per 1,000 feet in order to kind of determine potential wind speed on the ground in like a straight line wind type scenario. I don't know how accurate that is, but that's something else I've heard. So I think that will kind of wrap us up for today. I will probably dive a little bit more into some of the other products here as we go along, but I want to make sure to get this one knocked out, and we're sitting at almost 10 minutes at this point. So thank you for listening, and if you have any questions, please tweet me at Mike Wills. Leave a comment on the website, and I will bring those in, and I will try and explain further if you have questions. I also link to some other resources throughout this. I might even just create another wiki page just for you guys to kind of link out some of these resources and great places to start looking and asking questions if you're interested in more. So until tomorrow, I will see you then. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.